I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the debate over a health care overhaul is moving again. Yesterday, the Senate voted against tightening restrictions on insurance coverage of abortion, and the Senate is moving toward a compromise that may or may not include a public option. We're going to turn to Mary Agnes Carey, a senior correspondent from Kaiser Health News, to hear where things stand. But first, in the past couple of weeks, President Obama has summoned business and labor leaders and economists to Washington for an intensive brainstorming session on how to create more jobs. He visited Allentown, Pennsylvania, to hold a town hall meeting with local people who are jobless and increasingly frustrated. It's all part of an effort to deal with one of the most difficult aspects of this recession, ongoing high unemployment. Yesterday, he laid out his latest ideas on how to deal with this problem in a speech yesterday at the Brookings Institution, a D.C. think tank. In his speech, he identified three core areas where he sees a role for government to lay the groundwork for job creation.
Small business, infrastructure, clean energy. These are areas in which we can put Americans to work while putting our nation on a sturdier economic footing.
As always, we wanted to know more about how these ideas are playing out both in the nation's capital and around the country. So we've called Mayor David Pennington of Dalton, Georgia. Dalton is known as the carpet capital of the world. Its carpet manufacturers have been hard hit by the slowdown in the housing market. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, this town has suffered one of the sharpest percentage decreases in employment over the past year. In October, the city was experiencing nearly 13% unemployment, and Mayor Pennington joins us from his office in Dalton. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Jibby Martinez. She's senior writer and policy analyst for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. That's a liberal public policy research and advocacy organization, and she's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Also, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Now, the president struck a kind of a positive note in his speech. I just want to play another short clip. He seems optimistic, at least he said he was, about the direction the country's taking. Let's listen.
These have been a tough 2 years, and there will no doubt be difficult months ahead. But the storms of the past are receding. The skies are brightening, and the horizon is banqueting once more.
Mr. Mayor, you think that's true?
We don't see it.
Give me a sense of the scope of things there. Can you just give me some anecdotes from, you know, when you walking around, driving around town, what are you seeing?
On the east side of town where a lot of our industry employees live, you know, there are apartment complexes out there that are half empty, many of them in foreclosure. A lot of the smaller houses are in foreclosure. And what's happened is we had a large immigrant workforce here, and a lot of them have left.
Really? Where have they gone?
We don't know. I mean, we just know that they've left. We know they've gone somewhere, but they're not here.
Jibby, talk about the tone of the president's speech. On the one hand, he wanted to lay down a marker, saying, I do notice what's going on. I do care. We do have a plan in place. On the other hand, his proposals were not that expansive. Could you talk a little bit more about that? What exactly is he proposing?
You know, one thing that struck me right off the bat is that he, in a couple of places, reminded us that this problem was being created before he took office. It had been a while since the White House made that specific focus. Using that to set the stage, he repeated the problems and talked about the areas where they could go into. I think that he wanted to keep the new program ideas simple in terms of using them as expansions of what's happening now, as opposed to creating radically new programs, because that might have been too much for the American public psyche to take. And he also did one thing that I thought was really interesting. When he proposed the first round of spending, Republicans criticized him for not doing enough to help small businesses and to cut their taxes. And one of the highlights of the president's proposals is, in fact, to do temporary tax cuts for small businesses.
Mr. Mayor, you're a third-generation small business owner. In addition to being the mayor of the town, your family has worked in wholesale and retail insurance.
Correct.
And so he, as Jibby just told us, the president's talking about offering some tax incentives for hiring and increasing lending to small business owners. How do you react to that?
Well, first of all, what I heard in the speech had to do with the Small Business Administration, which I've never been involved with a business that used an SBA loan, nor have any of my clients ever used an SBA loan. So that's a very minute program compared to the real universe of small businesses. The real issue, and I agree with the other guest about, you know, this occurred before he got there, and it's been occurring over the last 20 or 25 years, which is the hollowing out of our manufacturing section in this country, which is really the base that everything's built on, including the service industry. And I heard nothing in his speech about what we're going to do about manufacturing continuing to go overseas. and the fact that most Americans, that's what they're best educated to do. And from a healthcare side of it, 75% of manufacturing jobs come with healthcare, but only 45% of service jobs come with healthcare. So until I hear something about what we're going to do about a manufacturing policy to reverse the outflow, we all live off that in this country, and you know that is the base which we've got to build from.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. I'm speaking with Mayor David Pennington of Dalton, Georgia, and analyst Jibby Martinez. We're talking about President Obama's plans to tackle unemployment. Jibby?
I think one of the issues that the White House faced early on in trying to get this economy moving again is that while they were making money available to banks, the banks were not wanting to lend. And I think the real pitch of this speech was focused on how do we get consumer spending back up. And that would be through not only getting some incentives to small businesses to create and to continue an operation, but also to do things like the cash for caulkers, you know, the new version of, you know, if you go and weatherize your home, you're not only helping the energy, but you're also, you know, helping the industry that does this kind of business, and they will create tax incentives for that. And I think it's going to be slow. Everyone acknowledges that this is going to be really slow, but this is not the end of it either. I think that in coming months, we will still be hearing even more proposals about how to create jobs.
Well, just to clarify for folks who aren't sure what we're talking about, Jibby's talking about this idea to launch a cash for caulkers program modeled after the cash for clunkers program, and it would provide, which was giving buyers an incentive to go out and buy new cars and to retire their less energy efficient vehicles and to replace them with more energy efficient vehicles. This idea would provide homeowners with financial incentives to weatherize their homes, kind of a similar idea. And one of the issues that emerged yesterday is that the president is talking about using funds that had been initially designated for the bank bailout and
right.
repurposing those funds for these other kinds of programs to stimulate employment. Mr. Mayor, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, the only banks we saw that they bailed out were the giant banks, particularly the money center banks that really don't do that much business with small businesses anyway. Our community banks didn't get any help. They just got more onerous regulations put on them, and that's one of the reasons why they're not able to lend money to small business right now. The cash for caulkers, I mean, that sounds good in a soundbite, but those are low-paid jobs that don't come with health care. And in the long run, if you don't have a base to build from, such as manufacturing jobs, those will disappear too.
Some community banks did get some of the TARP funds, the bank bailout money. Are you saying that none of the smaller banks in your area received any of these funds?
Other than the super regional banks, we don't know of a single community bank that got any funds in Georgia.
And the Wall Street Journal had some information earlier this week saying that small businesses are still experiencing significant difficulties in getting access to capital. Is that still the case in your area as well?
That's definitely the case, yes.
Have you seen any improvement at all?
No.
You know, Mayor, one of the things that you mentioned earlier in your initial comments were that you saw how immigrants in your community were moving away. And I think that that's a phenomenon of immigrants being more mobile. And so they're able to move around and look for jobs. And there are studies that show that they started out getting less pay. And in this recession, they're willing to get even lesser pay and taking on double amounts of jobs to try to stay afloat. And I think what you're going to hear more in coming months, and this may surprise you, but there are going to be more discussions in January about how one of the solutions for job creation and to grow the economy is passage of comprehensive immigration reform. And you're probably scratching your head thinking I'm kind of crazy saying this.
I am scratching my head a little bit to say that, in fact, as I understand it, you recently published a paper for the Center for American Progress advocating the immigration reform, which would involve, obviously, legalizing a pool of currently undocumented
right.
workers. Tell us why you think that's an answer to unemployment. I think a lot of Americans would say, huh?
Well, right. And, you know, people are saying that right now immigrants are taking jobs that the native-born workers would be taking. And, yes, in the economy that's so bad, there are some jobs that workers might want to go down to in terms of pay and skill level because they want money from somewhere. But the bottom line is that when the economy reheats, they're going to want to be going back to those higher paying jobs that they once had. And you need the legalized pool of workers to come back and fill in the infrastructure, you know, the ones who are going to be doing those low skilled jobs. And also, let's not forget that they're also high skilled workers that the companies want to recruit, you know, for high tech jobs, you know, the Intel Intels and Googles, Microsofts of the world will want more workers as the economy heats up again. The reason why it'll become an economic boon is that if you legalize 12 million workers and bring them out from under the table, you will basically be increasing tax revenues. They're working in a legal system so that they are paying taxes, they're paying rents, they're shopping, they're keeping local businesses and the communities alive. And it's estimated that they will contribute over 10 years $1.5 trillion in gross domestic product.
Well, Jibby's made the case for her idea of how to get things moving again. Mr. Mayor, can we have a final thought from you? I'm interested if you have a reaction to Jibby's idea. And also, what do you think would help the people where you live?
To me, if you've based an economy on anything other than making something, growing something, or digging it out of the ground, you've based it on shifting sands. And more, we have been moving to nothing but a service economy. What we need is a true manufacturing policy that involves doing something about the second highest corporate income taxes in the developed world, the EPA regulations, product liability issues. I can go on and on and on. Most countries, they subsidize energy. In our country, including state and local governments, they tax energy, and manufacturers are energy hogs. And if we don't come up with an industrial policy to rebuild our manufacturing base, we will not have a growing economy that we all experienced as baby boomers.
Well, Mr. Mayor, not to sort of quibble with you, but I think some might hear what you're saying is that you're saying American consumers need to compromise safety, occupational health, safety, and the environment for employment.
Not at all. Just to get a permit to build factories now can take 2 and 3 years, and that doesn't have anything to do with compromising safety or health or anything else.
David Pennington is the mayor of Dalton, Georgia, and he was kind enough to join us from his office there. Jibby Martinez is a senior writer and policy analyst for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. She was here with us in our studio in Washington. I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.